doing good. Let's go to Sarah. Alex, hello. Yes, I did call you and I left you a voicemail. No, that's okay. I actually wasn't sure because Holly said you were coming in today. Okay, cool. Yeah, because we thought you rescheduled to today so you could come in, but that's totally fine. I can, like, obviously, yeah, there's only 20 minutes, but I can, yeah. Have you got time to do it now? Yeah, it's an hour. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you pay, so yeah, all good. Well, all right, cool, we'll go through everything then. So sorry, I was actually eating my lunch because I just assumed you were ghosting me. Okay, let's get started. Cool, all right, so obviously I know that you've ordered a Gianna. Yeah, cool. Has it come yet? Okay, so it should come because I think we ordered it. Yeah, never mind. I ordered it last week, so. All right. Okay. Sometimes they do, but it doesn't actually matter because what will happen is when the results come in, we just get, obviously we'll see it in the portal and then we'll just contact you to let you know and then we can just arrange a follow-up around that anyway, so. No big deal. It's just we need the information. I need to do the initial consult so I know what's going on because obviously that helps me to interpret the test better. Yeah. All right. So obviously it's gut health. So can you walk me through your symptoms that you're experiencing at the moment? Okay. Yeah, well, you know, I had this conversation with a client today, actually. I'm like, well, we all spend our money somewhere. It just depends on what we're willing to spend it on. So, you know, and sometimes it's just pay the money, get the test done, we find out the answers. Otherwise, you're just going to weed around trying to find different supplements that's going to cost you money and you're probably not going to get to the actual problem. So nip it in the bud. Okay, so we've got diarrhea. Is there any constipation? No constipation. Okay, so it's just diarrhea. So how many times a day are you moving your bowels then? But it's just it, but it's runny. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, no, it's fine. Don't be worried about that because it's every single human being that walks into my office. I want to know detailed information about their stools. Don't worry. I'm not, yeah, I know it's embarrassing for you, but it's not me, so it's all fine. Okay, yeah, so how long has this all been going on? Okay, yeah, sure. So, what happened 3 years ago? Anything? Yeah, sure. Yeah, no, absolutely. It can very much be that. So, what are the things that make it worse? Oh no, you can't live like that. Okay, it actually, Okay, carnivore is not a long-term solution. So we can't have you on the carnivore diet. All right, so the carnivore diet can help though. Definitely. I mean that is definitely a method that can be used and it is used. I don't do those because we obviously use a stool test and get to the root cause of the problem. So but you know, obviously if things like fruit and vegetables are causing a problem, that's just fiber. So it's fermenting on fiber. So that's essentially what's happening. And that is why the carnivore diet actually makes you feel better. We've just taken all the fiber out. But the bacteria needs the fiber. So yeah, obviously we can't stay on a carnivore diet because you'll end up, you know, putting yourself at a high risk of bowel cancer. Okay. Yeah, it's all good. You've done the right thing. You're having a stool test. We're having a consult. We'll go through it all. It's all good. All right. So in terms of like investigations, have you been to GP? Have you done any other testing? Well, they might do that, or they might put you on a protocol and have blood. Yeah, sure. Okay, no worries. So, not been to the doctor. When was the last time you had some bloods done? Years ago. So, anything picked up? Below average testosterone. Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. Totally understand. They obviously interpret blood very differently. So they're looking for the absence of disease, right? So, you know, we go to the doctors when we're sick. That's what they're looking for in a blood test. We look at blood tests very differently. Obviously, we have optimal ranges, not just average ranges. So, but also blood work can tell us a lot about what's going on in the gut because there are different types of vitamins and minerals that are absorbed at different parts of the gut. So obviously, if you've got deficiency somewhere, you know, like a B12 deficiency or folate or iron, it can tell me a lot about absorption in the gut, especially as a man. So if you've got like an iron deficiency, you know, that's a big red flag in a male because you're not losing blood regularly, right? So, you know, and if you had previously had low testosterone in the past, sometimes that can also be related to iron. So low iron will